If you want to support us, you'll find information at the end of this podcast. Now, as we gather all the thoughts about the kingdom of God, our thoughts are the thoughts of Christ, if we're filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, he strengthens our spirit. He comes and he infuses himself into our spirit permanently, like you drop a tea bag into water. He uses that infusion to be a part of our spirit. So our spirit and his and the Holy Spirit become one. You know, and he confesses that Jesus came in the flesh through the Spirit. He reveals that to us when we get filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, no man can call Jesus Lord except by the Holy Spirit. He dispenses God's love into our heart. He pours out the love of the Father into our heart. The Bible says, for the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. You'll find a lot of scriptures say, by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. The love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the agency that God uses to carry out all of the kingdom of God in us. And he bears witness of the truth in our conscience. And he teaches us. Jesus said that he will send back the teacher and he will teach you all things that he spoke about. So his disciples waited in Jerusalem. They received the Holy Spirit and a mighty rushing wind came and they spoke in tongues. And Jesus started teaching them through the Holy Spirit all the things, and bring him all to remembrance, all the words that he spoke over the years he was with them. He gives us joy and he gives us peace. And to receive peace from God is priceless. And he enables us to preach the gospel. If you haven't had the infilling of the Holy Spirit, you're only preaching technical stuff. Anybody can read the Bible and preach about Jesus, but to preach with the Holy Spirit is to preach with power and authority. And he moves over us. When we pray for people, he moves over us into them and transforms their life. Or we just have words. We can just speak words to people, and that doesn't transform lives. What transforms lives is the moving of the kingdom of God into a person's life. He knows all things. He knows all things about God, and he reveals them to us. And the Bible says that Jesus cast out demons, and he said, if I cast out demons by the Holy Spirit, know that the kingdom of God has come unto you. And he comforts us. He looks after us. He helps us. He continually, as he dwells in us, reveals Jesus. And as we are continually looking to the Lord and being revealed Jesus Christ through the agency of the Holy Spirit, he is the third person of the Godhead. He is an individual. He has his own likes, dislikes, and personalities. And everything that he represents is God. He doesn't represent himself. He doesn't speak about himself. He speaks about Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ has done for us and the revelation that God has given Jesus Christ for us. The Holy Spirit is eternal, so you're going to have the Holy Spirit inside you forever. He's an eternal being, and he is also everywhere. So the Holy Spirit that is inside you, right, was around when Adam and Eve was around. The Holy Spirit was the same Holy Spirit. He's the same one that hovered over the deep, over the darkness of the face of the earth. He is the same one that knows every thought of every individual that ever lived. He knows every single molecule. He knows every single atom. He knows every single event in everything. in all of the earth, all of the history, and all of the cosmos. And you've got him inside you. How much access do you have to knowledge and understanding? He transforms the love of the Father over your heart so that you can effectively love people by God, by the energy of God, not by the energy of humanity. The energy of humanity is useless. The energy of humanity comes from natural thinking. But you, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you think godly thoughts. You have godly expressions. When you're walking in the Holy Spirit, the law, the Bible says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. And that is brought by the Holy Spirit. It's called the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, making you free from the law of sin and death. You don't need to go to the Bible and look at the Ten Commandments and all the sundry ones and say, how do I live? If you pray in tongues and seek God, you will automatically do the right thing or be given the opportunity to choose to do the right thing. That's powerful. That's transforming by the Holy Spirit. And we have also the Spirit of Christ. He is the Spirit of the Father. So you have the full Godhead inside you. So when you preach Jesus, you're preaching the Holy Spirit. When you're preaching the Holy Spirit, you're preaching the Father. Because Jesus said, he said, on that day you will have the Father and the Son inside you. And we will come and make our abode in you. We will bless you. And everything you ask in Jesus' name, God will do. Because the things that you ask are God-centered. They're God-inspired. Because you're looking to God. Because you're seeking God. Now, there are many Christians who don't walk in the Holy Spirit. They don't walk in the mind of Christ. They're not transformed by the Spirit of God because they don't walk in it. They walk in their own imaginations and their own understandings. Unfortunately, you can't teach people about God if you walk in your own natural understanding. You need to be led by the Holy Spirit. And he brought this language that you can pray in that will transform your life and will reveal the mysteries of God to you so that you can walk in him. And it's not so much an instruction that you say, oh, I've got to do this. It becomes natural. It becomes your natural existence. You don't think naturally. You think spiritually. You speak heavenly. You think heavenly. Because you're led by the Holy Spirit. And it's such a seamless change that you no longer, there's no difference between you and God's thoughts, for you walk in God's thoughts. You are a heavenly being, thinking God thoughts. Your affections are in heaven and not on the earth. Your thoughts and your imaginations are not of this world, but they're of the kingdom of God. And what is the kingdom of God truly all about? It's about transforming individuals so that they can fit into the kingdom of God. It's a transforming power. The kingdom of God changes people's hearts. The kingdom of God brings life and liberty. The kingdom of God is a machinery sent by the kingdom to transform people's lives through the power of the Holy Spirit. If you can understand this and just grasp this, you will be going somewhere. But the only way you can grasp this and understand it is if you seek God, read his word, pray in tongues, pray in the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Spirit brings mysteries, reveals the unknown, reveals the hidden things to you. And all you have to do is sit down and pray in tongues. You can have as much of revelation of God as you want. All you have to do is sit down and pray in tongues. And edify yourself, build yourself up like a building. Like when you see a building is being built, first they lay a slab, then they lay down a foundation of beams and everything to hold everything together. Then they put the walls on, then they put the roof on, then they start furnishing all of the rooms. Well, the Holy Spirit does that in your life concerning the kingdom of God. And you become a place that God can dwell in, a habitation for God, a tabernacle for God, a place that God can permanently live inside you and walk in you and have his expression through you. Now, demons want to have their expression through you by telling you stupid stuff and telling you to think stupid stuff and tell you to act out stupid stuff. They have their expression in you and through you. But you're not of this world. You're a heavenly being if you've been born again. And you have your expression in God, and he has his expression in you, and you both walk together in a heavenly environment. This is powerful stuff. This is transforming stuff by the Holy Spirit. And if you will just sit down and pray in tongues for a little while, God will transform you bit by bit, piece by piece. And then your transformation will start to accelerate as the desires of your heart, which are the desires of God, start moving forward. And you start becoming one with God through the Holy Spirit, one with Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And you become a spiritual person, thinking spiritual things, doing spiritual things, right? And living a spiritual life, a life of fruit, fruit of the Holy Spirit. And when you go up to people and you speak to them, the kingdom of God will be right with you. And as you speak, you'll be speaking the things from the kingdom of God. And that brings transformation to other people's lives. That's where it all works. That's where the rubber hits the road, is when you start praying in tongues and getting more of God in your life and changing your thinking and your expression from an earthly thinking person into a spiritual thinking person, a spiritual acting person, and bringing fruit in your life. And that spirit brings transformation and life into other people's lives. It transforms the dead life a person has into something that flourishes into the kingdom of God. That's amazing. So when Jesus comes back and he judges his church and he says to you, "What did you do with the resources I gave you? You were baptized unto Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, baptized in water, and you became a new creation. And then I poured out my Spirit on you. You were baptized in the Holy Spirit, and you spoke in tongues, a heavenly language. And I gave you all the access of the kingdom of God to profit with, to change other people's lives. What did you do?" And if you look at him and said, "I just played church. I just did church stuff." Well, you're going to have to stand before Jesus, and that's going to be your problem. All you have to do is take a hold of the promises of God through the power, the agency of the Holy Spirit, sit down and pray in tongues, and he will transform your life into something that really changes people's lives. Something that has power and authority, something that has wisdom and knowledge according to the kingdom of God, that you can speak into people's lives and transform their lives and save them and bring them into the kingdom of God. But you have a choice. You can either play church, or you can do what Jesus has asked us to do. Pick our cross up, be transformed by his image, and walk in his dynamic power through the Holy Spirit and transform other people's lives. That's all you have to do. And it's real easy, because God said, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit spoke and said in Hebrews, "This is the rest." Yes, all you have to do is just enter into the rest. The Holy Spirit said if you would enter into the rest. And don't be like the people in the Old Testament who went around the wilderness for 40 years. God had something for them in the land of Canaan, but they were scared of the giants. And God said that he would destroy the giants before their very eyes if they only had faith and not unbelief. And the Holy Spirit says today, don't have unbelief. Trust in him. Trust in Jesus, and he will lead you into the promised land. And God, through the Holy Spirit, will destroy all of the giants in your life. And this is the wonderful thing. Sit down in your air-conditioned comfort with a nice cup of tea on your nice soft lounge and pray in tongues and destroy the darkness in your life so that you can have the promised land and dwell in the things of God that God has prepared for you through Jesus Christ. It's that easy. You create a massive shockwave through the spiritual realm of darkness when you speak in tongues. You massively hemorrhage them. They hemorrhage in the spiritual realm when you pray in tongues. It's that powerful. It's that powerful if only you could understand. Sit down, pray in tongues, and let the Holy Spirit destroy all the works of darkness in your life. It's that easy. We'll leave it there. So if you'd like to help us out financially, then you go to the bottom of the page and click on support, and all the information will be there.